Once upon a time, there was a fisherman, and he was out on the sea, and the waves were dark. And it was getting dark, and he thought to himself, well, I should get home now. But just then, as he's turning to go, what does he see? But there's something shining beneath the waves. And so instead of going home, why, he turns his boat around and he rows back. What's that thing shining beneath the waves? Is it just my eyes tricking me? Or is it something really there? Until what does he see? But there, underneath the waves, why, there's something shining and golden, and it looks rather strange, like a little key, he almost thinks. So he grabs his net and he fishes it out of the water, and there, what does he see sparkling in his net but a golden key indeed? He thinks, why, isn't that the strangest thing? And he puts it in his pocket and he rows back home. And when he gets home, why, he does what any of us might do. He tries that golden key in all the cooler doors in his house. And then he tries it in all the little boxes that he has in his house. But it doesn't fit anything. It doesn't fit anything that he has. He thinks, well, that's a mystery. Well, it wasn't long after that that a very fine prince, he comes riding into that village. And he's asking people, I'm looking for a key. I'm looking for a very special key. For this key is the key to my father's kingdom. All the fisher folk of that village, they say, why, where's your father's kingdom? At which the prince says, well, you see, that's the problem, and it's a bit embarrassing. I don't actually know where my father's kingdom is, but I know that as soon as I have the key in my hand, why, I'll have a clue. And I'll be able to find my father's kingdom far more easily. Well, the people in that village, they said, well, maybe someone round here has found a key that doesn't fit any doors and locks. We'll ask around. Well, they didn't have to ask very far, because the fisherman said he'd found just such a key out there in the water, in the ocean, and here it was. And no sooner did he open his hand than everybody gasped. None more so than the prince, because there he held that beautiful golden key. And the prince fell on his knees and he says, I am quite sure this is the key to my father's kingdom. Would you give it to me? And the fisherman said, well, it's no use to me. You can have it. And so the prince was overjoyed, and he went down to the water's edge, and he stood there and he said as loud as he could, now, father, I've found the key to your kingdom. Please show me where your kingdom really is. And as soon as he said this, why, as if by magic, a rainbow appears just over the horizon. And the prince, why, he yelps for joy and excitement, and he grabs a boat and he starts sailing towards that rainbow. And he sails and he sails. But unfortunately, I don't know if you've had this experience. If you chase after a rainbow, it tends to just run away from you. It tends to just run away to the distance. And chase it as hard as you like, you'll never find it. You'll never catch it. And so it was with the prince. Why, he chased after that rainbow until it quite soon disappeared. And then he just let his sail flap and his boat be becalmed. And he waited for the next rainbow to appear. And as soon as it did, why, he chased it and he chased it. He chased it as far as he could. And he did this for years and years and years. Until he was an old man. An old man with nothing to show for all of his chasing of rainbows. And he's so old and he's so tired, and one day he just says to himself, I just can't do this another day longer. And he finds himself in a port, and he finds the oldest, cheapest inn in that place, and he says, can I have a room? And they say, well, we've got one room free. You can have that. And so they show him up to perhaps the dustiest, oldest room you can imagine, and everything looks a bit unclean and not very nice at all. But he's so despondent. He's so hopeless. He feels like he's come to the end of everything and he's just finally given up. And the innkeeper, as she's leaving, she says, oh, and another thing. There's something a bit funny with this door. I'm afraid it doesn't lock. We can't find the key. You'll just have to have no lock on your door for tonight. I'm sorry. And he just shrugs his shoulders as if he just doesn't care anymore. And he goes for a walk by the sea and he's feeling so sad. All this chasing of rainbows and nothing to show for it. And when he gets back from a long and solitary walk, why, he gets into his room and he closes the door behind him, and just without thinking about it, he pulls the key from his pocket and he puts the key in the lock of the door and he turns it. And that key, why, it fits the lock perfectly. And behind him, he feels a warm wind. And he hears music playing, like trumpets sounding. And as he turns around, why, he's no longer looking at the bare walls of that dingy little room in the inn. No, instead now, he's looking at a sunlit landscape that slopes ever upwards towards a palace, golden palace shining on the hill. And as he makes his way towards it, why, what does he see but guards saluting him? As he walks through the city that circles that palace, why, everyone's saying, the prince is back. They can't believe it, and nor can he, but he gets to the stairs of the palace. And he walks up those stairs. And at the top, there's an old gentleman with a long beard who says, my son, I've been waiting so long for you. And the prince takes his place by the side of the king. And he sits down on his throne and he surveys his kingdom, stretching ahead in front of him. And he says to himself, all that searching, all that searching, it was worth it just to be at home in my father's kingdom.